This is a quieter one written in America, in the museum. On the morning of the Kathy Kollowitz exhibit, a young man and woman come into the museum restaurant. She is carrying a baby. He is carrying the air freight edition of the Sunday New York Times. She sits in a high-backed wicker chair, cradling the infant in her arms. He fills a tray with coffee and white cups, fresh fruit, and some rolls, and brings them to the table. His hair is tousled. Her eyes are puffy. They look like divers coming up for air. He holds the baby. She drinks some coffee, scanning the front page, and butters a roll and eats it slowly in their little corner in the sun. After a while, she holds the child. He reads the book review and eats some fruit. Then he holds the child again while she smokes. They've hardly exchanged a look. Meanwhile, I have fallen in love with this equitable arrangement and with the child who cooperates by sleeping. All around them are the faces Kathy Kollowitz carved in wood of people who are suffering the numbest kinds of suffering and have no talent or capacity for it. But these people are rereading the papers. The green has emerged in the rind of their cantaloupe, and this morning everything seems possible.